And then we have today with us Pastor Irene from the Harvest side. So I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's an amazing woman of God. She's just so full of love. So I think if you talk to her, you'll just really sense that presence from her. She's from China, right? Yeah. Just making sure. But her English is amazing. She's actually studied at the Bethel School of Ministry, the Supernatural Ministry, that school. And she was there for 3 years, but she spent another 4 years in Reading. So she knows all about Bethel. If you have questions, you can ask her. And she just really sensitive to the Spirit's leading. So if you ever have any questions about the Holy Spirit or just miracles and his supernatural work, you can go ahead and direct those questions to her. But she's going to be sharing the message with us today. So can we give her a warm welcome? Woo! I forgot to mention she's also been with us on staff for about a year now. So we've just been so excited to have her as part of our VOH family. Can we say a prayer of blessing for her? Let's extend our hands to this, to our sister. Father, we just thank you for Pastor Irene. Just what a woman of God and faith that she is. And Lord, thank you that she's been demonstrating that to all of us, to the staff, to leaders, and just people in the church. And we just pray that you would anoint her from head to toe with the Spirit of God, that as she speaks, that she speaks the truth of God, that it will come from your heart through her mouth, Lord. Use her as your mouthpiece, as your messenger. Awaken our hearts, Lord. Open up our ears that we may hear your truth and your message. Transform our lives, Lord, after we hear this message as well. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, thank you very much. It's what a privilege to stand here to share. I think it's not share with a church, but to share with a family. It's so nice to feel like you are loved, you are welcomed by family. I think when Pastor Evangeline was introduced me, I was thinking about a joke. When I was doing ministry, before I went to Bethel in 2010 for the BSSM, I was in China for 7 years as an indigenous missionary living in China. So we're always hosting teams from overseas to China to do mission work. And the one time, there's the American, and he speak barely Chinese. So we took him to the village and showed him around. You know, as a villager, they have a chicken, right? Chicken is their best thing. So sometimes if they have a special guest, they kill the chicken, they offer the guest the chicken hat. So, and this American missionary went to their family, sit there, looking that whole chicken soup with the chicken head on top. So the owner of the family just take a small bowl, put the chicken head in the bowl, served him. He used his barely Chinese said, "I love to look at my food. I don't like my food look at me." So today I'm going to do this, to use my Chinglish, my limited English to share what's in my heart. So a couple of weeks ago, when I talked to Pastor Bob, he is one of the main leader of the revival of the Vineyard movement. I think he is the son-in-law of the John Wimber. So I was curious about this whole movement, the revival history was happening in Southern California. So I was asking him one thing. I said, "Pastor Bob, what is the one significant sign before the revival hit in 1950s, 80s, I was expecting his answer. You know, I will never forget that moment, how he answered me back. He said, "We never pray for revivals. We just keep hunger for him." I was wondering, look at this whole revival movement happening. Like, what is the mystery? What is the secret part of this revival? But he said, "We didn't pray for revival. We just hungered for more of him." So this kind of conversation actually is really attract my heart about the message today when Pastor Nis says, invited me, give me this privilege to preach. I was having the same heart, same questions. What is the hunger about? So today, I'm going to share a message about, actually, if we're living in the society right now, we're living the world, we're living in this country, this city. But if we have this quiet out, if I don't think I can live without knowing there's more, how we can enjoy the life right now, how we can enjoy to know what is my life about, what is my destiny, and where I'm calling to. So today I'm going to talk about there is more. So today you are sitting here. My prayer for you, for each one of us, is to know there is more. That's why we can live. Because God has more for us, so we can live abundantly, His grace efficiently. I love the Bible verse that Pastor Evangeline was reading about, taste and see that He is good God. Sometimes we're in a season of taste His goodness. He's so good to me. He loves me so well. I love you, Jesus. I am so loved. But sometimes we're in a different season to see He is a good God. And He can do abundantly, and He can do good to you. He can do good to your city, where you live, your family. But which season we're at, your taste or your sea season? I think that's the hunger can drive us, can keep us to know who He is. First of all, I'd like to talk about this hunger. Southern California is so attractive with lots of yummy food. You know, I went to Bethel in 2010. I was the first China mainland student among the over 2,000, how many students now? 2,400 students now. We have over 1,000 international. One thing in Redding, after I came to Southern California, I understand why the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry was set up in Redding. Because we don't have temptation for food. We can pray and fast, and you text people, where are you? I'm in the prayer chapel. You know, we have a 24 hours prayer chapel there. You can really devote it to go there all day long to worship and to pursuing God. That's why you can see, you have that hunger in you, so you can see the miracles, testimonies, just miraculous just happening. But here has so many food. So I remember one time we went to a short, I think it's a almost 2 weeks trip up to Redding with Job and some other people. And I was talking to them on the airplane back. So I just want nyorou mian. You know, you're craving food, right? Means you're staying healthy. Some people, if they get sick, they cannot eat. So if a new baby, if the baby craving food, it's a healthy, significant sign. This baby is healthy, right? So, but as today, our question challenging is this. How do we remain full at the same time? How do we remain hunger at the same time? So for the nature, we get hungry by not eating, right? But in the spirit, that's right. In the spirit, we get hungry by eating. So in the natural, we don't eat, we get hungry. In the spiritual, we eat, we get hungry. When we eat more of God's word, when we eat more of Him, we get more hungrier. We want more of Him. When we're in the worship, if we worship in a couple hours, we're overwhelmed by God's spirit, we get hungrier. So the challenge is this. We talk about hunger. How do we keep it full? At the same time, we keep it hungry. So I think the hunger, it's the humility, can keep us in a place that says, I am a needed person. So if we have more hunger for God, we're hungry for more of Him, that desire will keep us in a place. I am needed. I need you, Lord. I want you. I can't do this without your help. Are we satisfied our living? Are we satisfied with our life? Sometimes if we are so satisfied, we are so full, but we need more hunger because we're giving Him a permission to enter into our life to release more of Him. So, we are hungry. We are hungry. I think that's our prayer to God, that we have this hunger for Him to do more amazing work in us. We talk about God is the more abundance God. It's a whole big picture. So we're hungry for more of Him, and that we're also, when we're hungry, what we do? We eat, right? So when we need some nyoro mian, the beef noodle, that's one of my favorite here. You want eat, right? So your tummy will feel happy. So when you eat, you feel full. But in the spirit, it's the same thing. When you're hungry, what do? You eat. But we eat God's word. I have a Bible verse for you. So we're preaching. We need to read Bible, right? That's God's word. It's amazing. So we look at Israelis. It's interesting. When Israelis was in the desert, God feed them, right? What they eat? The manna, right? Who read the stories? Who have read the stories? The manna. So every day, Israelis going out in the early morning to pick up the manna that from heaven, so eat. And those Israelis, it's kind of funny. They are afraid. They don't have enough food for next day. So they reserve some of the food. But what happened? Next day, the food gone bad. They can't eat anymore. So they eat food as a daily bread. But here the verse says, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So they eat the manna. What the manna means? This is kind of interesting. I searched the dictionary. Actually, it means, what is this? Can you imagine? When they praying for food, give them a food, they look at each other. They don't know what this kind of food is. It's not nyoro mian. It's not earthly food. They never seen, they never tasted it. So they were asking each other, what is this? What is this? So they have no name. So manna means, what is this? So every day you are eating, what is this? What is this? You cannot keep this, what is this, for tomorrow to eat. Because you have a fresh, what is this? So God's word are the spirit. When we eat God's word, so we eat the spirit. So every day we come to the Lord, so we set our hearts towards Him. We are eating the manna, the spirit food, then we still don't know what we're eating. That's the mystery of the revelation God leading us to. So that's why we are not living by the bread, but we are living by the every word from the God. It's in the spirit. Every day when we're eating, it's creating hunger. Every day we're eating, it's creating another hunger. This hunger will take us to a higher revelation of God's mystery. When we look at this, we think about our lives. Is that what is this all about my life? Sometimes we don't understand our circumstances. Things are happening. Sometimes we pray for this thing and something happened. So it is a trusting. So we don't know what it's to do, and we don't know how to do it. But trusting in the mystery remains a hunger to keep that place for a great of a revelation. We can't live without knowing there is more. But if we don't have this hunger for Him, we have no place for this more. We need to create a place that God can rush in, a place this hunger can hold it, can see His faithfulness. I have some testimony to share later. It's just amazing testimonies how the hunger can give us a place for God showing up. I think next one I'm going to translate to, we hunger for more. We eat for more. Right? Then we talk about we overflow for more. You know, our life, God has been promised us, it's overflowing, abundance, love, life. That's how he promised us. All the abundance are in Jesus Christ, right? Ephesians says about that. But the Jesus lives in me. All the abundance from Jesus has become a promise for my life. For I have two pictures right here. Which one is full to you? The left or right? I have to stand. Left or right? Which one is full to you? Which one really looks like a full to you? Okay, overflow. You say, oh, the both looks really full, right? But if there's no overflow, it doesn't mean full, right? So you look like full. Sometimes we're so full, so content with God. But when you overflow, which means you are full. You overflow. It doesn't mean what's content in you. It shows what is leaking out. Something you contain inside of you, God's love, God's grace, God's kindness, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. But what you're really leaking out, it really shows how full you are. When Jesus doing lots of ministries in the Bible, there are so many testimonies and crowded people come to Jesus for healing. And the one lady came with a bleeding issues, touched the garment of the Jesus. Instantly, Jesus healed. The power has gone out of him, and the lady got healed. When we overflow in Jesus, we can leak in his glory to the people who you touch. So when the presence you carry leaking out from you touch the person, they can see Jesus. They can meet, they can encounter with their own Jesus. I remember second year from my school. In my class, we had about 800 students in our class. So every day you can imagine we're like conference. So we survived for 9 months as a conference style classroom every day. So one day, Pastor Bill Johnson came to the stage, pulling out his wallet. Just taking out his wallet, and he's taking out $50. He was giving words of knowledge. He said, someone here, you have prayed for $250 this morning. Specifically, I know everyone needs $250, but someone specifically prayed for $250. So a lady jumped out, came from the first row to the stage. I am not that person. I need the $250. So Pastor Bill just calling her out and hand her over. How much? No. Then if give him $250, there's no more testimony. So he gave her $50. He told her, the $250 you prayed is in this $50. So she took the money, and we were wondering, okay, what's going to happen? 1 week later, this lady came back to school, and she came to stage, says, hi, do you remember? I'm the $250 lady. And we all remembered it. And of course, so she said, you know what happened? After I took the money, so she went to Walmart. She was preparing to buy some groceries and get ready to have her routine life going on. You know, all the students were living by faith. So maybe 250 to someone's not a big amount, but for some students by faith, it's such a great blessing. So she just getting groceries ready to check out. And then she saw a single mom. You can tell that maybe she's a homeless. She stood there with no food. So that moment, God's compassion was on her. She feel like, oh, man, look at the grocery. Okay, Jesus, you know, we are getting training in the school, right? So once you get more trainings, you know what to do. You don't know God say another word, you know what to do. So she went back, she just put back all the groceries and then go into this lady and just bless her with the money. And just she just said, God bless you. I just want you to know there's a God who loves you. So she blessed that lady. So she went back to home with no money, but with a joyful heart. She was praying, thankful God. So on the way back, she went to the mailbox, just grabbed her meal. There is the envelope, says her name. So she opened the check. It was $250. Praise Lord. So the testimony is about how she gave $50 out. Maybe it's a seed, but that compassion, you are leaking God's glory. You are leaking God's kindness. You are leaking God's promise into other people's life. Then she got blessed by the $250 that was she was praying for. Kingdom, it's about you gain more by giving out more. Holy Spirit, it's endless. It doesn't mean we give out, we don't have enough. Holy Spirit, it's abundant. Abundant because you're giving out more, you earn more. So when we hunger for more, we get more stuffed, then we have a more hungry. We have a more hunger for more of Him. So we're not just hungry for Him. We eat for Him. When we, every day we eat without knowing what is this, Lord, but with a trusting heart that I know You are in my life. You are on this because I trust You. So You can leak in more to the people You touch, to your families, to the city, to where you live. That's why when I talk to Pastor Bob, hunger can attract God's presence. When we remain that hungry, that place for God, you will get to see what He's going to do for you. Just like King David. King David learns how to be full and how to be hungry at the same time. You know, you read all the Psalms and those beautiful Psalms, you can see the love for Him. He just cannot contain Him. There's always more for Him that He wrote a beautiful psalm. This is one of my favorites. It says like how you can live in abundance life, but at the same time, you are constantly in need. I think that's a prayer, that's a desire we're creating a place for. He says, oh, God of my life, this is a Passion translation. I don't know how many you have read. Passion is my favorite translation. Say, oh, God, my life, I'm loving sick for You in this very witness. I thirst with the deepest longing to love You more. With craving in my heart that can't be described. Such yearning grieves my soul for You, oh, my God. It says, Lord, I seek more of Your power and drinking more of Your glory. Are you hungry? Are you waiting for miracles to happen in your life? Are you expecting God to show up every day when you wake up, are you feel excited for your life? Every day when you open your eyes, you feel like, I am awesome. You know, from the Bethel, one thing we have to learn, it's our identity, who we are in Christ. You can know, I am awesome because I'm simply created in God's image and I am loved. So every day, you know, you look at the mirror, you have to make a declaration over to your life. That's hunger can do. Because when you declare who you are to yourself, you are declared who your spouse is or your family, your children. That can lead them into the destiny that God has been created them to be. You know, when I talk to Pastor Bob, the only thing for me is thinking about, because you know, as our church, the Vineyard Church, and Pastor Dennis has been talking about, we're the leading church for the region. And we're hosting a regional conference this week. And so many people are going to come to this place. And we have been hearing the Cindy Jacobs prophecy about how the revival will start from one area. Like this Southern California has a specific, like, it's really important message for this land that we're carrying. The land we're standing on. Look back for how many years, like how the revivalists start the revival for this land. It's not just a vision we're carrying on. It's not just a legacy on us. I think it's a privilege we can stand on this place and to bless this land, to enter into the destiny that God has for this place. I want to look at the last verse that Psalms talk about, 107. It says, He turns the wilderness into pools of water and the dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place. And the sow fields and the plants vineyards, that they may yield a fruitful harvest. He also blesses them as they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. You look at this verse, it's interesting. Why is the poor establish a city? The verse says the poor, the people who are hungry, dwell. They may establish a city for a dwelling place. Why is not rich people? Rich people has all the resources. They have money. They have everything. They can hire the most amazing contractors. They have amazing builders. Why is the poor to build a city? Poor people has no money. Poor people has no resources. But why? God says he makes the hungry dwell. He made them to establish a city. Because the hungry can give him the unique privilege to establish a city. Hungry people knows how to trust the Lord. Hungry people knows how to trust the resources God has been given them. Hungry people knows how to be a faithful servant, serving with a king's heart, a servant's heart. So hungry people can be trusted. When we're hungry, we remain that secure place because God can give us what he wants us to do. Because the hungry people are faithful. So I think that's why this church has been calling a revival, has been carrying that revival legacy on us. So God trusted us so we can have the privilege to host this wonderful event. We become hungry, we become more hungry. so we can go in out. The presence of God cannot contain anymore. Then it needs to find a place to leak into others. He trusted the strength of the city to the hungry people because he wanted hungry people to discover the real DNA. What's the real DNA? The heavenly DNA of the city designed by the hungry people. We are calling to build this city spiritually and also physically. You know, one of the Reading, we love every Thursday afternoon, the Bethel School of Ministry, we have over 2,000 students. All the Thursday afternoon, we call activation. So activation, we release all the students from school over to Target, Walmart, restaurants, bank, anywhere. We just go. Go into our society. What we do? We just go bless them. We bless them with encouraging words. Like one time we got released to the park. We feel like God calling us to park. So I said, okay, that was a first year refreshment. I was nervous, like, okay, what I should do? You know, I spoke my broken English, and I was praying, okay, white shirt, blah, blah, blah. I write all the track, the sign. So I went to the park. I saw the young couple walking. Oh, I thought, that matches what I prayed. So I just go in front of him. I said, oh, I feel like God was saying, you know, his blah, 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 blah. Then he got so blessed. I was amazed, like, how a simple action you can release God's love to ignite that fire of love inside of that person. It's beautiful. Then after that, we become boldness. We do amazing things. If God says so, we just do it. I remember that's another testimony when one of my friends, he went to a Philippine mission trip. On this trip, you know, we do prophetic art. We draw pictures. This guy, he's an artist. He's not really an artist, but he carried this kind of prophetic art tours like all the time. And God told him, you're going to draw a teddy bear. And he said, huh, teddy bear, okay. And he just, you know, listen, just draw a teddy bear. And God told him, you have to give this teddy bear to the lady, to the girl on the back row, way back there. So he listened. He just drew a teddy bear. He went to the way back and just says, you know what? I don't know why. Just God just want me to draw a teddy bear to you to know that he loves you. He heard your cry. This blew out this girl. You know why? She was crying. She's waving. And after she cried, she said, you know what? My husband just died a week ago from an accident. The last phone call, she called me. She said, honey, I will buy you a teddy bear. It was that moment when she saw that picture on teddy bear. She felt so encouraged to know God knows this. And that God heard her cry. When we do something, when we're leaking something, because we have a hunger to see his more of the glory, just like King David was praying. We don't do ministry out of us to other people. We don't do ministry. We don't love people because we can share gospel to them. Simply because the love inside of me, I can't contain. Then I naturally leak in God's presence, God's love to someone's life. It becomes encounter for that person. When you do so, you get more of God inside of you. You have no loose. Are you happy with your life? Look at our city. Look at our environment. Look at our church. Look at the society today. Simply because we're hungry people, God trusted to for us, gave us a privilege to build this city. I will end up with one of the amazing testimonies. I think some of the people here, last time we went to Pomona Vineyard for the treasure hunt activation, right? I hear your amazing testimony from the text message, just 10 people believe. Amazing, but I wanted you to hear my part. It's really interesting. So we went to this church, for some of you don't know, for activation. Then we spread it for a small group. But I had left early because with my other friend. So we were thinking, oh, we can do something on the way, right? So we forgot it. So by the end of the day, we were grabbing a coffee at Laguna Beach. So then I received a text message coming, how awesome those people were doing ministries, so how awesome 10 people become the Lord. And the pastor is sending me a text message, says, Irene, can you do a testimony on Sunday? I didn't pay attention, so I looked at the message. I was like, how come Pastor Dennis knows I didn't do my activation? And he was saying, can you do a testimony on Sunday? But I was sitting there with my latte, my favorite latte. Then I have no testimony. I was laughing with my friend, Carmel. And I said, oh, that's interesting. Oh, I feel bad I didn't do my testimony. You know? So I was like, we still have time. But I said, no, we're not making a testimony because we need to share a testimony. That's not right. You don't do something because you have to do something. Then that's not from God. So I was like, okay. I said, I was praying, Jesus, okay, what I should share? Should I text him back, say, I don't have a testimony? Or should I say something differently? I was sitting there, and suddenly, an 80-year-old man sit next to me. I was like, I feel that love encounter in me. I want to pray for him. So I said, you know what? I just ignore the message right now. I will reply later. So I just sitting there. I feel his loneliness. I feel what he feels. So make me want to talk to him. So I went to talk to him. And he started talking to me, asked me, what is the meaning for life? I was like, okay, God, there you go. Before I start the conversation, I have a word for him, like, he's Irish, he was in the military. So that's the two words I got. So I start with asking those two questions and open our conversation, and both are yes. So he was wondering, so we had an amazing conversation. By the end, we had that picture with Jesus knocking people's heart, that little picture we carry on, give to each people who attend the activation. So pulling out that picture, I feel like this is for him. So I was prophesying him, talk to him. He looked at me amazed, like, did you really just got this picture today and you carry it only today and give it to me? He said, I was searching God for 70 years. He's 82 now. I was searching for him, what kind of God he is. So he said, I have wrote 2,000 pages for my memorials. Can I add this story to my 2,001 page? I said, of course. He had encounter with the God he has been waiting for 70 years, 82 years. That day gave him answer. God is real, can encounter him. So then I feels like, whew, we had a very good, now I can text Dennis back. I didn't create a testimony, but this is what happened. I was asking him, and he texted me back, said, oh, Pastor Irene, sorry, I didn't mean you. I mean Irene Penn. It's just like God knows what he's doing. So he said, I didn't mean you. I mean, I repent. Can you share a testimony on Sunday? I was like, oh, okay. But then this thing can attract me into a deeper thinking. I was feel so little say, I was a little bit sad. I feel like living Bethel, going out bless someone become your lifestyle. Naturally, you can do. But how come you have to wait to bless someone and you see a text message? This makes me thinking. How we end up to do something, to bless someone, to live in this lifestyle to someone's life has to be to deal with a text message. If there's no text message from Pastor Dennis, I may miss that opportunity to bless that old man, that moment he has been waiting for 72 years. We keep the hunger. We're giving God permission, a place he can show up. When he showed up, you will see his glory. When you see his glory, it creates you more hunger for more of him. Because he is a creativity God. He is so creative. So today, I want you to invite you to stand up from your seat. Let's pray, Lord. Do you want to see more of God? Are you craving for more? So, Lord, you are my only desire. I can't contain your love anymore. Just show me more, Lord. I want to experience this. I want a new, we're calling this as a new season. This is a new season. He has a new promise. How do you catch up with a new promise, Lord? We want more of you. I will invite you to give up this quiet to God. I will invite you. Let's close our eyes. Open our hands. You're standing in this position of receiving. You know, this morning I had a dream. I am a dream person. I had a dream. I went back to this old house, old place. But all the furniture are new. I was searching, walking around in this house and wondering, hey, how come this furniture are new? When we bought it or when we purchased it? But it just makes me feel good. Maybe something, you're looking for a change of your life. Maybe you're expecting a miracle to happen in your body, a physical, a healing. You feel like, Lord, I need healing. Lord, I need a breakthroughs for my life. Lord, I just need the sacred stance. I need an answer. Why? I need an answer for this. The answer is, there is more for you. The answer is, there's more for you. And said, Lord, I am not content without your more. I am not satisfied without your more. Lord, I want to have that fresh encounter. I want to leak in your glories. I want to, during this conference, I want to have blessings for leaking your love, can heal people, can leak in glories, they can encounter you, your Lord. Can we have the ministry team up here? If that is your quiet today, I want to invite you to come up a stage and to get prayed. So, Lord, I want more of you. Lord, right now, this is the moment I want you to ignite that fresh, fresh desire inside of me, Lord Jesus. I want you, Lord Jesus. I want you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Jesus.